Last week, the United Nations peacekeeping chief urged the European Union to do more to help militarily in the violent triangle where Sudan, Chad, and the Central African Republic meet. Hundreds of thousands of Sudanese refugees and displaced Chadians have been trapped in the area and suffer frequent attacks from marauding militias. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels have responded by ordering their military planners to draw up an operational blueprint for sending forces to help UN police struggling to get control of the situation. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana says the idea is not new.
That will be, as you know, an idea that has been floating around for some time, and we are going to do the planning, the strategic planning for the possibility of that operation.
If approved, the expectation is that some 1,500 to 3,000 soldiers would be deployed this fall with a mandate of up to a year. The EU force would help protect humanitarian workers and UN staff as well as refugees. Some reports say France would likely be the largest contributor of troops. A UN Security Council resolution would be needed before any deployment could begin. Solana says he's spoken with the Chadian president, Idriss Déby, who supports the idea.
He gave the green light to continue working on that direction, so we are going to see how we can get engaged in that.
At the same time, however, Solana said the EU's priority is to get the 26,000 peacekeepers from the UN and the African Union in place and implementing a shaky ceasefire in Sudan's troubled Darfur region.
I'd like to underline that the most important thing for us now is to get ready for the deployment of the hybrid force from the United Nations in Sudan that, as you know, has been already accepted by President Bashir from Khartoum.
If it is deployed, the hybrid UN-EU force would replace the undermanned African Union force of 7,000 that's been trying without success to halt the four-year conflict, which has killed at least 200,000 people and left millions homeless. For VOA News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.